Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisithi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the new GST regime will improve consumption by citizens and it will not impact capital expenditure. In an interview to a private news channel, Mrs. Sitharaman said 99% of all the goods and services are now either in the 0, 5 or 18% bracket.
100%, because there's more money given already through the income tax cut. The rates are coming down. So the citizen now has a choice to meet his aspirations and his expectations. He cannot say, look, I have the money because the income tax is reduced, but these items are beyond my affordability. Now everything has come down. I'll give you this number, which is important. 99% of all the goods and services which are touched by GST are now either in 0 or in 5 or in 18. There's nothing beyond.
Ms. Sitharaman said it was the first time that both the issue of compensation cess and a comprehensive proposal on GST have been taken up by the centre. The minister said petroleum and alcohol products will be outside of GST. The minister informed the government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. In a joint operation, some rifles and Nagaland police intercepted a truck carrying a large consignment of illegal foreign origin cigarettes worth 1.29 crore rupees in Tenning area of Perin district. In a press release, the Assam Rifles yesterday stated that this operation reflects the continuous efforts by both security forces and state police to curb the inflow of contraband into Nagaland, while also protecting local markets and communities from the harmful effects of unchecked illegal trade. President Draupadi Murmu has commended the spirit of those involved in the rescue and relief operations during natural calamities across the country. In a social media post, the president said she is deeply anguished every time she comes to know about natural calamities. During the monsoon this year, she said that cloudbursts in the hills and floods in the plains have taken a heavy toll, leaving death and destruction in the wake in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Assam and many other parts of the country. She said that the nation shares the sorrow of the people affected by calamities and is with them in this crisis. She added that together the nation will overcome this challenge. The Kohima District Administration has launched a special initiative, One Day with Deputy Commissioner, aimed at motivating and inspiring students toward public service. The initiative was launched on the occasion of Teachers' Day yesterday. We have a report.
The One Day with Deputy Commissioner initiative, to be held once every 2 weeks, will select 5 meritorious and interested students from both government and private schools within Kohima District. It is designed to build confidence, provide valuable exposure and offer a first-hand experience of district-level governance. Students will have the opportunity to interact directly with the Deputy Commissioner and other administrative officials, gaining insights into the functioning of the district administration. As per the guidelines, schools are to nominate students through the district education officer. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In an inspiring story of determination and enduring fitness, 80-year-old Pandang Nukshi, popularly known as Pandang Jameer, continues to defy age with his exceptional athleticism. A veteran shuttler who has excelled at both national and international levels, Mr. Jameer is once again gearing up to represent India in the 70-plus age category at the Badminton World Federation's World Senior Championships in Pattaya, Thailand, scheduled from tomorrow till the 14th of September. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani Kohima, Mr. Jameer shared his pride and anticipation for the championships and encouraged young people to embrace his philosophy of health is wealth.
It's always a proud moment for me to represent India. This will be my third time in this international event, and I feel deeply grateful and motivated to keep my best. I want to remind our youngsters that health is wealth. Do not abuse it. Engage in healthy practices and keep yourself active both physically and mentally.
Hailing from Mupung Chuket village in Mokokchun, Mr. Jameer began his sporting journey in football and was part of the government high school Mokokchun team that finished runners-up in the 1968 Subroto Cup. He also captained the first ever Nehru football team in 1974. Recently, he secured third at the Indian Masters Veteran National Badminton Championship in Goa. known for being remarkably fit at his age. The octogenarian follows no special diet, but stresses on staying active, working hard and staying happy. He also emphasizes that going through pain and hardship is essential for health and life. Currently residing in Dimapur, Mr. Jamir also engages in farming and continues to serve the community, including as advisor to the Naglin Registered Class 1 Contractors Union. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.